The Gunflint Ranger District is developing a proposal for vegetation management activities for the Lima Green Project. The project proposes to enhance moose habitat, restore red and white pine, enhance the scenic quality along the Gunflint Trail, and improve forest conditions through vegetation management, harvests, and planting. The name Lima Green refers to the general project area between Lima Mountain and Greenwood Lake. Becky Bartle of the Gunflint Station is coordinating the project.
What we're doing is looking at the condition of the forest and looking at what the forest looks like now and what we want it to be like in the future and figuring out what kind of actions we might want to take to get us towards that future condition.
The Forest Service is hosting an informal open house to gather more data, ideas, and direction from the public. The open house is Friday, April 1st, from 2 to 5:30 p.m. at the Gunflint Ranger Station.
This meeting that we have on Friday is focused on just one part of the Lima Green Project, and that being the Gunflint Trail, because the Gunflint Trail, about 7 miles of it, goes through the Lima Green Project area, and the Gunflint Trail is a national scenic byway, so we're really concerned about the vegetation along there, about the scenery along there. It's also your major access in and off the Gunflint Trail in case of a fire emergency, so we're also concerned about some fuel reduction along there.
Preliminary plan options include a good deal of brushing out the forest understory along the trail, but the desired outcome is more than fire suppression.
Fuel reduction is a fair amount of it, but I'd also say a fair amount of it has to do with white pine restoration. Where we are right now is we're kind of trying to develop a proposal. We don't actually have a proposal. For example, you'll see a lot of balsam fir along the Gunflint Trail, which outcompetes your white pine. So if we want more white pine regeneration out there, then maybe we need to either clean out some of the balsam fir, reduce the hazard. We might want to do some more extensive clearing to be able to get some site prep equipment in there and plant some white pine or some other kind of long-lived species. So that's the kind of stuff that we want to be talking with people about on Friday.
Bartle said usually the Forest Service puts a plan together first and then takes public input. This time she said they're looking for input first and then they'll assemble a plan for further public scrutiny.
You know, particularly folks that drive the Gunflint Trail and know the Gunflint Trail well will be able to come in with information and ideas of what they know about the forest and how we might want it to look in the future.
Because balsam fir grows fast and has a short lifespan, it has often served as fire fuel, but fire policies have changed over the years.
Usually, historically, we would have had more fires that would have burned in the understory that would have kind of taken out the balsam fir and given the pine a chance to regenerate. Since we don't allow fires to burn across the landscape like that, we need to do some management ourselves to try and limit some of the balsam fir. But I guess I also want to be careful. I mean, balsam fir is also important. It is also very scenic along the Gunflint. It provides a nice forested environment. It's important ecologically, too. So at the meetings, it's some of these kinds of discussions and trade-offs that we're hoping will get people to be thinking about and talking about.
The open house is Friday, April 1st, from 2 to 5:30 p.m. at the Gunflint Ranger Station. Bartle said the Forest Service is hoping to get good information from people about what they want to see along the Gunflint Trail. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.